Thank you. Entertainment Weekly magazine has published the results of a new survey linking the TV show preferences of people with their political leanings, and the results are a little bit troubling. According to the magazine, liberal Democrats are drawn to sarcastic media-savvy comedies like The Daily Show, The Colbert Report, 30 Rock, and Letterman, and to morally murky antiheroes like Dexter, a show about a serial killer, and something called Cougar Town, about which I bet the less said the better. As for conservative Republicans, they are apparently attracted to serious work-centered shows, such as Swamp Loggers and Mythbusters, and to reality competitions like The Bachelor and Dancing with the Stars. Even more revealing are the shows these two groups like the least. For the liberals, it's Cops, where authority rules supreme, and The Price is Right, that triumph of consumerism. Conservatives seem most averse to the slackers of Jersey Shore, the tabloid celebration of TMZ, and, as you might imagine, South Park. To each his or her own, I always say, but I wonder, do we really need to let our petty political beliefs divide us over something as culturally meaningful as our favorite TV shows? Can't we all just get along? I don't know if I speak for other independents, but I enjoy a good laugh at the expense of either party and prefer an irreverent view of the status quo to a reverent one. Isn't that the American way? No, I don't want to see the gang from Jersey Shore moving in next door, but I don't see how conservatives who hate that show can turn around and love Cops when they're just two sides of the same reality. And the truth is, I don't regularly watch any of those shows. Give me The Game, a good movie now and then, and I'm all set. Even better, give me a free afternoon, a tennis ball, and Buddy the Lab to fetch it, and I'm completely entertained. So, what does that make me politically? I know. A card-carrying member of the Dog Party.